Kissing the Gargoyle by James Stock.
Come on! Faster! Faster! You can do it! You can fly!
No! Will, stop! Stop, Will!
You can do it! I can fly!
God only wise, in light inaccessible. Here we are. Spoon. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, all my...
Help me sit him up.
Spoon. That's right, Eddie. Spoon.
I need some water, cotton wool, and set.
Sorry.
Is that his piss
on my trainer?
No!
Fine. Cotton wool. It's okay, Eddie. It's okay.
Where did you get the spoon?
A spoon.
He's not allowed to touch the spoon.
Mine.
Yes, I thought we took it away.
Found it. You must have found it.
Oh, Jesus. Look at you, Edward. Poor eyes.
Won't dark.
You promised you wouldn't do this.
Won't dark. It is dark. It's the middle of the bloody night.
Please, you have to leave them alone.
Still see.
There's nothing there, mate.
Butcher bird takes your eyes out. Hangs them on barbed wire to dry.
Eh?
Because I can fly.
Can you fly, Edward?
Because when I flew, I was a boy. And I pulled a feather from the tail of the butcher bird.
Is it going to get you?
But my brother couldn't fly.
Oh, well, he's bleeding badly.
Where the bloody hell is he?
Christ! Christ, Eddie, you're choking her!
Inside. See, it's coming through your face. Oh, Christ's sake, Eddie. It smells of dead flowers.
Gary! Move it!
Ugly.
Easy.
No problem.
Not so bad.
It's all mine.
Take it easy.
It's all right.
Yes.
That's a good boy. You saw Boba, didn't you?
Sure.
Yes.
Well, we might need the sweet toy. What do you reckon, Eddie? Your sister's going to shove a few hundred milligrams of that lovely chlorpromazine off that lovely shiny arse of yours. My own mum swears by it. Steady.
Lay me flat.
Come on,
Keith, both of you. Hold it down, please. Keep him on his back. 30 minutes. Yes?
All better, Eddie. All better. You have a rest now, Eddie. You want to bathe his eyes?
No.
Give me the bowl. So why does he do it?
He thinks he can see.
Tries to stop it, but his eyes are useless.
Yes.
Too many sweeties, Edward.
No, you don't get it.
What?
He was blind before they ever put him in here.
But he's been in here since he was a boy.
What?
12-year-old, weren't you, Eddie? Maybe 13.
13?
He's been here 40 years.
We've been a bad boy, Edward. No peace with the wicked, eh? No peace.
Come on. I'm coming. Come on, then. I'm coming, Will. Everyone's in church.
It's not fair.
The whole world.
Your legs are longer than mine.
The whole world's in church and nothing matters.
Wait. Wait for me, Will.
Unresting, unhasting, as silence as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thy rule is in might. Thy justice like mountains, thy soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Da, 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 da. Clouds like fountains. Nearly there, Eddie. Race away, Will.
Come on. You can see everything.
Your wheels are bigger than mine.
There's the hollies, look.
Gonna kill me for this.
Then it's on to Shepherd's Rock.
I mustn't go as far as Shepherd's Rock.
You can see the Devil's Chair from there.
I don't want to see the Devil's Chair.
Yes, you do. Of course you do. Come on, Shrimp, I'll race you.
I'm not racing.
Last one to the top of the Twitchell's a virgin.
Oh, God. They're definitely gonna kill me.
It's still a family.
Is it?
Edward's just a boy.
Heartless little liar.
Edward is not a liar.
Missing church is a lie.
Holy of light, thine angels have... He's done a buck. I love Buck. That's what boys do, Catherine. You
can't. He grew up.
But perhaps he's trying to.
Are telling lies? That's growing up in your book, is it?
Yes.
How frightfully modern.
Please take me out.
What?
I can't breathe.
What?
I can't breathe in here. Please take me outside.
We're not taking communion.
I said take me out. I'll climb the frosty mountain, and there I'll coin the weather.
I'll tear the rainbow from the sky and tie both ends together.
Isn't it champion?
Champion.
You can almost see forever.
It's quite spooky, isn't it?
You can touch heaven up here.
Are you sure?
If you try, you can feel God breathing.
It's more like the ground. The ground sort of sighing.
Is he scared?
I think God forgot about this place ages ago.
Is he getting the jitters?
No.
He is.
No, I'm not.
He is.
He is not fish face.
Fart breath.
Four eyes.
Penis features.
You'll go and wash Hitler's dishes, you will.
Oh, take your powder.
Are you in heaven?
I'm here, Eddie. On the hill.
Yes, right.
I'm with you.
Yes. I'm not really scared. It's just... I'm not supposed to come this far, am I? I'm not to go near the Trichel ever again. At least, not on my own.
You're not on your own.
No, right. But I promised. You see...
You can't fly the plane from down there.
No.
You'll hit the trees.
And I do want to see it fly.
Well, then.
Right.
Put the wings on.
Yes, all right.
It'll go for miles up here. Thermals catch it.
I'll have to adjust the trim for this wind. Put some more weight in the nose.
Listen.
What do you think it is?
I'm not sure. It's a bit high.
Two engines. An old Blenheim.
Come off it.
Bow fighter.
Nah.
Could be a mosquito. It's just an old Dakota. Women flew Dakotas.
Wasn't real flying. Didn't have guns.
Women flew spits.
The guns weren't loaded.
Ferried them from the factory.
Yeah, but the guns weren't loaded, were they? So it doesn't count.
Dad said he watched a woman fly a meteor and a vampire, and he wasn't allowed to.
That's irresponsible.
Oh.
And wrong.
Oh.
Glenn Miller.
Eh?
I bet that was a Dakota.
Dad says he was a fake. Mum likes him.
I bet he's not even dead.
Dad says Duke Ellington's the best.
He probably had to go into hiding on account of being a secret pederast.
Creole love call. Na, na, na,
na. I bet he's playing na, na, My Blue Heaven this very na, na, second, na, somewhere like na, Brazil. Na, na.
Or heaven.
With a little angel your age sitting on his lap, oiling his trombone.
Are there angels my age?
Of course.
Of course. What's a pederast?
Don't you know yet?
No. I'm a bit slow.
You better look it up in bed.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like to disappear. Not die, just disappear.
I reckon this huge hole opened up somewhere in hell and sucked them all down inside a burning belly.
Not the whole orchestra.
They were all at it, especially the string section.
Well, I bet this great mouth, a kraken's mouth, must have howled out of the sea and swallowed them. And good riddance to bad arrangements.
Don't sit anyone on your knee. You better be true to me.
Better be true to me.
Better be true to me. The old man.
I told you I was too far up.
Don't worry. He's the other side of the devil's chair.
He's got a gun.
It's only old sir checking his traps. How's the plane?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm finished. It's ready.
Come on, then.
Okay.
I'm a Messerschmitt 109, and you can be Glenn Miller.
Hey, I'm a fucking wolf.
Yeah. He's coming round again.
Where the hell is
he? Coming out of the sun. Watch out.
I can't see him.
He's behind you.
I can't see him.
Now, Eddie, let go. Let go now.
Look, it works.
Look at it go.
It works.
Come on, after it.
Wrong.
There's something up there, isn't there?
Something?
There's an influence.
Oh, please.
It's infected.
Please don't
all
start.
All of it, the whole place, it's...
There's
it's,
nothing up there.
It's evil.
It's just some damn trees. People do never go past the hoist now, you dare.
What if it happens to him? The same thing.
For God's sake, Captain, nothing's going to happen. Right. You want me to fetch him? I'll fetch him. I will fetch him. I will punish him. Give me the keys.
Robert, try and listen. There is something in those hills. We know this to be true, don't we? We know there is evil. And people die, Robert. Children die. Your son.
Stop it. I'm sorry, Captain, but I can't have this. Won't have... I... Your conduct. I simply can't allow it. That is my church. Those are my people in that church, my constituents.
Yes, the constituents.
Absolutely the bloody constituents. And they're looking at me and at us. And they are relying on us to acquit ourselves in an exemplary manner. Do you understand? What happened to William is empty. Empty and pointless, and you will not, please continue to try and tell me my son died as a result of a curse upon a piece of English countryside. It is pathetic and nauseating.
Do you want another accident?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I was wondering if this was some kind of political strategy, collecting accidents. Some perverse way of procuring people's undying affection and pity. Or is it that you just want to collect tragedy because tragedy is so... Well, what's the word? Erotic? Yes, I think so, don't you? Erotic.
That is obscene.
Well, what's the matter, Robert? Losing one son not enough of a thrill for you?
I wonder. It isn't time you put yourself in the hands of a doctor. Now, we'll go back in and take communion, and people will understand. Where are you going? I said, when are you going? Catherine? Catherine! He was my son, too, damn it! My son, too.
Just go in and get him. It's all clear. He's still out on the hill somewhere. All right, you keep caving.
Oh no! Oh look, the nose is caved in! The concrete smashes in a right state, Will! Will? Who is it? Who's there? Will, there's something in here!
Come on!
Ah! My leg, Will! It's got my leg! Bloody hell! There's a hole, Will! Great hole!
Run! Get out!
Hey! What's going on? What are you up to?
Hole!
Hey!
So...
What are you staring up?
Hurt!
Stand up, boy!
Winded!
You soft! Stand up!
You winded me!
You in my garden!
Gave me shock, sir. In the way.
Come in my garden. Come in my garden, boy.
Sorry.
Who asked you?
Don't know.
Where's your bloody invitation?
Don't know, sir.
My garden, see?
Sorry, sir.
Not your garden?
No.
Not your garden at all?
No, sir.
No, sir.
It was... heard voices. And there was this... thought I saw something. It was something dark, a shape. Dark shape, over there. And then I fell, and it tried to get me. It was in that hole, honest.
My hole.
Your hole, yes.
My garden, my hole.
It nearly got me.
Shouldn't be near it.
Nearly dragged me in.
You fell.
But there was something on me.
A branch.
Round my leg.
Old tree root.
Pulling me.
No.
Pulling me in.
That's enough, boy. You fell down. That's all. Christ. Can a man have a hole in his own garden without some boy trying to jump in it?
There's no need to shout at me. I'm not stupid.
Boy's always stirring things. Always stirring up trouble.
It's not my fault. I didn't put it there.
Trouble looking for you, boy. He sees you coming, getting ready to dig his fingers into your heart. Tear your heart right out. Is that what you want, is it?
I don't know.
Trouble live up here with me.
You two are friends, I suppose.
Oh, you.
It's not your hill.
My hill, my garden, my hole.
Yes, all right.
It's alive, isn't it?
Hey?
It's like an old man's mouth made of dirt.
Hey?
Gaping.
Not so close.
Gaping wide, ready to swallow you, stuck to its enormous tongue.
Come away, boy.
It looks deep.
It is deep, all right.
Do you think it's safe now?
Not learned your lesson yet.
Seems peaceful enough. The sun's trying to break on it. It's jolly black. I bet it goes down for miles. Have you read Journey to the Centre of the Earth? It's the best book ever. Or else it goes straight to hell, like Will says.
It's just a hole, boy. Come away from the edge.
Ah! Monsters! Monsters in the dungeon!
No. They've gone.
I know who you are. You won't scare me. I'm going to be a pilot in the next war. Would you care for some chocolate? Go on, it won't bite. It's Cadbury's. Nice?
Very nice.
Good. I am safe with you, aren't I? You don't play the trombone or anything?
Eh?
No, I feel quite safe now. You know, I've never been beyond the devil's chair before. They say you've lived up here all your life. Why?
Why does anyone live anywhere?
Don't you get frightened?
We all get frightened.
But you're all alone. How can you bear it?
I like it.
You don't. I couldn't sleep with that hole. More. Raven.
Hold.
Someone walked over my grave. Seven whistlers. There are six birds haunting the hills. They're looking for the lost bird, the seventh. When they find the seventh bird, the world ends. Everyone thinks it's strange up here. Most of them think you're odd, living on your own in an old shack.
Shack?
You hear them whispering. Every village has got someone peculiar. It's compulsory. You're just old and a bit lonely. And that's hardly odd, is it? That's normal.
Maybe you should piss off now.
Piss off?
We're trespassing, aren't we?
Trespassing? But I gave you some of my chocolate. What if I don't happen to believe in private property? What if I happen to think it's silly?
You wouldn't mind me coming down to your garden then. Stand on the lawn all day.
I don't think that's such a good idea. Look, I only came in to get my aeroplane. Maybe you'd like me to tell my dad you stole this and broke it deliberately.
Show me.
If I let you hold it, you have to show me your gun.
Empty.
Crikey, thanks. I've never touched a real gun. Crikey.
Bit of a mess.
What? Oh, yes, I know.
Need a new front on her?
Yes, I expect it's ruined. I heard you shooting. Did you kill the rabbit?
Looks like it.
Yes, it does, rather. That's a relief. I wasn't looking forward to telling you about the dead rabbit on your shoulder.
You made this?
My father.
Shame.
He can't fly anymore. Lost his nerve.
It's nice work.
It was going beautifully, till your horse Chestnut got in the way.
Ah, pity.
Yes, we're over on the next hill.
We?
Me and Will, my brother.
Brother?
Oh, no, don't worry. He's dead. He's not in heaven, though. Not yet. I think he lives in the Hollies. He comes and talks to me. We're much closer since he died. We can really talk now. He makes me laugh. It's his birthday soon, and then it's Christmas. Wish I had a gun. Just all the heads off my father's garden gnomes.
Just want to kill the creatures, not paint the trees with them.
You sell some of yours to the butcher? My mum's pies look like corpses.
Reckon your father's going to be a mite upset when he sees this.
Rather pissed off, I should think.
Oh, bad temper, has he?
I've skived off church, too. Maybe I should throw myself down the hole and get it over with.
I commend it.
What?
I'll amend it for you.
You?
If you want me to.
You couldn't, could you?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I made that shack over there.
Did you? Oh.
Soup?
Soup?
You cold boy.
Yes, I am, rather.
You want soup?
I don't know, I...
You come inside my shack. Got soup on the stove.
I'm not sure I should.
Oh, you eat. Get warm. I'll mend your aeroplane. All right?
All right.
I should try crying in church, shouldn't I, Willie? What's the point of grieving if no one can witness it? I mean, it's what they all want, after all, a public performance, and I could take out my compact and glimpse in the mirror and say, oh, this is what grief looks like. Instead, I smile. Oh, I smile like a church bazaar, a paper smile, pasted on badly, shredding in the rain, leaving me lipless in front of the curate's wife. They smile, they're pasted on smiles back at me. Oh, the pity of strangers I've known for years. How do I forgive God? I don't see how I can forgive God. On your fourth birthday, you marched into the lounge in a black cape and said you were God. You were wearing a hat made out of the Daily Telegraph. Churchill was meeting Stalin in Tehran. But I was pregnant with you, Willie. And I remember dreaming of killing you in my mother's house. Why did the moon beam? Because it saw the sky, Lark. Once, Willie, when you were just two, I took your tiny little penis into my mouth to wash it. There was some sharp sand in its eye from the sandpit or a sliver of glass, and you were howling. And it seemed perfectly sensible to do this, like wearing stout shoes, so I didn't hesitate. Maybe there was some distant voice in the back of my head telling me the Romanians did it, or the Sicilians, or someone. Oh, how shocking, of course, and how alien and despicable these mothers. But I did it, nevertheless. Can you hear God in his workshop sharpening those shards of memory? Edward's taking you to pieces. Edging into your place. Look at me, Will. Look at me. I'm filthy. I'm the dirt we buried you in. First I am as white as snow, then as green as grass I grow. Next I am as red as blood, lastly I am as black as mud. Now you have to guess, William. Go on, you try and guess, please. Try and guess, William. Go on, guess.
Over that way, at the bottom of the Twitchell.
Limekill Lane?
Yes, it was really steep. You see, so we decided that would have to be the runway. He said anyone could fly, if they really wanted to, just by dreaming it.
Come on, faster, you can do it, you can fly.
I was at the top watching. At first I was shouting at him, faster. And then we were both in the same dream. I was right with him. And for a second it seemed like we were really going to take off. Afterwards I just stood there, at the top of the Twitchell, sort of smiling.
It was all too far away. I didn't call his name or anything. I just stood there for ages, not moving. I remember thinking, was that me? Did I do that? There's something inside me wanted him to crash. It's a joke. So he stood in his shoes and he wondered. He stood in his shoes and he wondered.
Nice?
Very nice.
Good.
Aren't you having any?
Later.
Did you make the soda bread too?
Aye.
Gosh, wish I could live with you. I think I'd like to be a hermit. What's in the soup?
Oh, nettles.
Oh, nettles. That's interesting. I had seaweed once, but I'm afraid I was sick.
Nettle and leek.
Ah, well then. Yes, it's jolly green. I'll tell you what it needs, though.
What's that?
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg?
Nutmeg.
Best get some nutmeg, then.
Do you believe in accidents?
I do. I think it's hard work trying to explain everything people go and do.
Some things just happen, you mean, for no reason?
Some things are.
But what if there is a reason and I'm not seeing it?
Leave it, boy.
Was it God?
God?
I keep asking God to explain it to me, but we seem to have lost touch.
Some things you can't understand. It's not your fault. You have to let them go.
Maybe it was God. He planned it this way. Except that sort of makes God a murderer, doesn't it? I should have stopped him.
You couldn't stop him, boy.
I told him he couldn't fly.
Would he hear?
No.
Well, then.
No, that would have been a terrible thing to say. Anyway, it isn't true. You can fly if you're in the right dream.
If you've got wings.
Yes, yes. He wasn't ready, was he? Thank you very much.
You believe in God then?
Well, yes. Well, I mean, of course, I... Don't you?
Well, I...
But you must.
Must I?
Otherwise all the things that make no sense become unbearable, don't they?
Look, I don't mind God, all right? Keeps himself to himself, I respect that. It's the preachers and the churches and all the bloody chanting I can't stand.
I'm afraid I like singing hymns. May I open the window?
Ah.
I suppose I believe in a kind of mixture of God and accidents and monsters.
Oh.
What?
Bad eye. This one gets fractionally doing all the work too.
The white one doesn't work anymore.
No.
You can manage the aeroplane all right. It's not straining you.
Oh, it's fine.
It's coming on rather well, isn't it? I really thought it was beyond repair.
Need a glue these soon.
So, did you make this table too? And all the chairs?
Been carpenters in my family far back as you care to go.
It's all wonderful. I'm hopeless at woodwork. My mortises are always too big. Or is it my tenons? Anyway, they never fit properly. Last term I made a crucifix out of ebony and I carved Jesus in beech, but his head split and he kept falling off.
Should have nailed him on.
Yeah, you're right. I can draw, though, and paint. I painted the model.
Not bad.
Thanks. It's meant to be a Focke Wulf 190. They all had these lovely clouds of ochre and emerald green exploding over the wings and along the fuselage.
Pretty.
My absolute favourite. My father nearly died of burns. He was in mosquitoes. My mother says he was having quite a decent war up until the crash. They gave him the Empire Gallantry Medal for going back inside the plane whilst it was on fire to try and rescue his navigator. That messed up his hands. I don't mind his hands so much. It's his face. I was a baby when it happened. Will was only 3, so he grew up with it. About a year ago, Will woke me up in a frightful funk. Said he'd been dreaming about Dad's skin shifting and sliding like lava, right in front of him. He said he couldn't bear to be close to him anymore. Thought of touching him, of kissing him goodnight. Gave him the creeps. Said it was getting to be like kissing something only half alive. A stone. Kissing a gargoyle, he said. And I'm wondering how much longer I can kiss him goodnight. I should just say I'm too old to do that now.
But But you still want to fly, right?
Oh, yes. More than ever. More than anything, I'm going to fly to the other side of the world and fight and fly every day and get married and find a tunnel that leads to the center of the earth. And in my spare time, I'll be a carpenter. I'll just need to find another war.
Another war?
I don't have any choice, do I? It's in my blood, the same as Will. Gargoyles. What are gargoyles, anyway? Are they meant to fight an evil away? Or are they warning us what we'll look like if we let the devil in? Do you think there are monsters? I asked my history teacher. She said don't be ridiculous. According to Miss Holman, I have a febrile imagination.
Teachers?
Your raven's back. Brought two friends with him. They're in the old yew tree. Something's going on. Calling a meeting, maybe.
An unkindness.
Hmm?
When ravens gather, it's called an unkindness.
An unkindness of ravens. I wonder if they do the same as rooks and magpies. You know, have their own parliaments.
I know that.
Oh, you must. It's marvellous. I believe they stand in a wide circle, and one of them's put in the middle, the one that's been judged before his peers. Then they all cackle and caw to one another, as if they're discussing what to do, debating the law, the wrongs and the rights of the case and so on. It's all very solemn and proper.
Then what?
Then they all leap on the one in the middle and tear it to pieces.
Democrats!
My father's in politics.
Oh.
Is that funny? You shouldn't laugh, you know. He's your new MP. You're one of his constituents. We're practically related. I think he was a big noise on the parish council before the war. Mum says it was his war record swung it with the local party. One of Churchill's few, you know. When we won the general election, he got rather drunk. He said, "There you are, you see? Clearly I'm the face that fits." He couldn't stop laughing. Naturally, I'm expected to play my part. If we're out together in a constituency, we have to pretend we're everyone's friend. He says politics is a permanent campaign to court popularity.
Politicians are all asses.
Well, yes. I suppose that's another way of putting it.
Come along now, boy. Better get back to your world. Here you are.
All finished?
All finished.
It's fantastic. Thank you.
Just let the glue dry hard.
Yes, I will. Thanks. What's your name? I can't call you old sir.
Daniel.
Daniel. I like that. My name's Edward. Edward Ashbourne.
Daniel Turner.
How do you do, Daniel Turner? Bet I'm the only one in Salop knows your real name. Can I come and see you again?
Don't think that's wise, boy.
I'd like to be your friend, Daniel. May I be your friend? Daniel, listen! Can you hear? Children, it's the hole! Come on!
No!
Come on, it's them! They're back again!
No! Wait, boy! That's close enough. We don't want no accident, do we, boy?
Where did it come from?
Been there a long time, a lot older than me.
And it's always like this?
Like they come in the wind.
Edward?
Mother!
Oh, God, what are you doing?
Mum?
What are you doing?
Mum!
Tell me, what exactly do you think you're doing with my son?
Nothing.
Edward.
What?
Come away.
What?
Come here.
Why?
Come here, Edward.
Why?
Will you come here, please, now? Not you. You stay there. Don't move.
Mother?
Oh, I've been praying, Edward, praying he wouldn't be here.
But I'm all right. I'm fine. Honestly, I've been good. Haven't I? I've been having a wonderful time.
My son was told never to come here. My son is a liar. I'm sorry. Fetch your bicycle, Edward.
I left it down in the hollies. You see, I was chasing...
I was in the hollies. I couldn't find you. You weren't there.
No.
What am I supposed to think? Would you like me to go mad? Would you?
But look what he did. My aeroplane. He rescued it for me. He saved it. His name is...
I know. We know his name. We know your name, don't we?
Go on home, Edward. It's time you're going home.
I don't want to go.
Oh, boy, I don't fancy Mrs. Ashbourne's new galoshes on my throat.
Will you tell me something? Did you touch him?
Mum?
Did you touch my son?
What?
Did he?
What do you mean?
Did he come near
no.
you?
No.
Did he try and come near
no.
you?
No! He didn't do anything. What
I
are you talking about?
I have another son, you see. I have another son. And he was murdered.
No.
He was murdered on the hill.
Mum.
On this hill. Was it you? Was it? Did you murder my son? You? And this hill and this grass and your blood and your disgusting pit?
Come on.
Just want to understand.
Come on, Mum, let's go.
My great-grandfather owned the village, the stables, the blacksmiths, and half the lead mines in these hills. One day, everything will go to my sons. My sons. They're nothing but filth. I'll pray for you.
What? Where's Miss Whiffle?
Day off.
Oh, Miss Whiffen, well, I'm not sure I can bear to eat without the divine Miss Whiffen floating by. Any of you, Edward?
No, sir.
What on earth possessed you to give the cook the day off?
I didn't give the cook the day off. It is her day off.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I understand.
Must you bring the bottle to the table?
Yes. You know, it strikes me, Edward, that cook's had more days off than we've had hot dinners. Oh. What's this?
Soup.
Soup?
Soup? On a Sunday? Where's the joint? Where's the great hunk of British topside? Where's my plate of blood?
We're having soup.
Oh, I see. And did Miss Whiffen make it?
I made it.
Oh, dear.
It's pea and ham.
Is it? Ham?
Without the ham.
Just pea, then.
I dropped the ham. It slid under the fridge. Oh,
couldn't you retrieve it? A stick of some sort?
No, I couldn't.
What's this floating on top?
Cheese.
Shropshire?
Cheshire.
Fascinating. Are these dried peas?
Stop it.
They were, at one stage.
Till you got your hands on them? Well... I must say, this is all extraordinary. But what I can't quite grasp is, why, you won't let the poor cook cook. At least the poor cook can cook, and since we have a bloody cook, it seems rather churlish not to allow her to do the bloody cooking. Doesn't it, Edward?
It's a day off.
Ah, yes, but what does that mean?
It means that she didn't have time. I asked her to scrub the pantry floor, she wasn't finished, and I wanted to cook.
But you don't know how, you silly boots. Because you never cooked a single bloody thing before William went. So, let's see if I've got this straight. You are doing the cooking. The cook is doing the cleaning. What's the maid doing now? Now, don't tell me. The maid's out for a drive in the Armstrong Sidley Sapphire. And the chauffeur's off shagging the sheep, yes?
I am coming to loathe Sunday.
Shall I say grace? I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that thou and thy seed may live. Cheers.
Your father's drunk.
That is a rancid calumny. Mother, of course I'm not drunk. Can't be drunk for hours.
You're not eating, Edward.
I'm not hungry.
He's not hungry.
Well, you must eat, Edward.
I'm just not hungry.
Oh, why aren't you hungry?
He's not hungry. Christ.
Daniel, turn the game with some food. Soup.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I see no reason on earth why someone should be asked to eat soup twice in one day.
You didn't tell me you'd been to see the old man. For Christ's sake, Catherine, you didn't tell me he'd been to... Now, you didn't tell me he'd been to see them. You little fool. what's my only bloody concern here? Huh? My only bloody concern is the family. What else is there? Tell me. What else is there? There's nothing else. Look. It's not been easy. I know it's not been easy for any of us. But look, your mother, she's well, we all are, but your mother especially, you know what I'm talking about. She
was horrible to him.
She has a right to be horrible to him. You were told never to go up there.
There's a door in the ground, in his garden. You're a friend. He's lonely. And the monsters are doing it. Started a vacuum. It's sucking everything into it. And soon it's going to suck the world into it. Nothing left except the hole. Just one huge hole with no edges. Big black doorway in space. And the monsters are doing it all. And he's old and he's poor. But he's still my friend. And that's what the end of the world's going to be like. We're all going to be turned inside out. And then we're all going to disappear.
Edward. It's not a door.
Catherine.
It's a mine shaft, Edward.
Catherine.
An old, abandoned mine shaft.
He doesn't need to hear this.
Yes. Yes, he does. There are two girls, Edward. Sisters. Quite young. They like to explore the hills, the lead mines. They've been told not to. At the top of the steepest hill, there's an old stone croft. There's a boy living in it. He's 15. There's a girl with him. She's only 15, too. She's going to have his baby. The sisters visit them secretly, play with the baby. One day they go up there, they don't come home. A search party goes out. They search the old croft. They open an old mine shaft in the garden. They find the sisters on a ledge, dead. There's an investigation. The boy, the 15-year-old boy, is responsible. He molested them. And then he killed them. And then he threw their bodies down the mine shaft. That boy was Daniel Turner's grandfather. And that's what your old man is. That's what he wants to do to you.
I don't believe you. Daniel's my friend. You're being so cruel. He's my friend. He's good.
Listen to me. The past infects you. Do you think he's immune? It's his family, Edward. His family. Do you honestly believe there's none of that malignancy in him?
It's not true. It's not true.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say you really rather enjoyed that. We can't permit ourselves the luxury of forgetting, can we? Oof. The past. Jesus. What do you know about the past? Huh? Do you even know what the past is? Shall I tell you? It's a bucket of pig swill. Well, not a day goes by but we don't all dutifully stoop and sink our hands into it because it's irresistible. We're incapable of leaving it alone. Why? Because we're chained to it. We're chained to the bucket like the infant to its own excrement. We must keep going back to look, to smell, so pleased and so horrified at what we've gone and done. Can't you feel it, eh? Under your fingernails? In the cracks of your skin? Mm. No, wait. Catherine, I just don't go. Please.
Don't.
I just want...
Don't, Robert, please.
Just let me...
Stop breathing on me, Robert. Your breath...
Just let me...
Stop it.
Touch your hair.
Don't.
Your face.
Don't come near me.
Skin.
Look, I don't want you near me.
Help me.
No.
You help me.
No.
You help me. Forget.
No, don't touch me.
Christ. Catherine. Do you think it was you who died? Nothing's ever happened to you. William died... It isn't about you. It's never going to be about you. It's about him now. Let him be. Let him alone. Help me.
Oh, stop it! Oh.
This
is history, you taps! This face is history.
Dream? Bad dream?
Bad dream.
Was it war?
Yes, war.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I like a good war dream.
Yeah.
So, how's your cock?
What do you mean?
Well, doesn't your cock go hard when you have war dreams?
My cock?
Yeah, your cock, your winkle.
You're
a gentleman. Mine does.
Does it?
Look. See? Sticking out like an indicator on George Mumford's Elvis. You could hang your socks out to dry on that. That's what a good war dream's all about, Eddie. Spunking your sheets.
Yeah, if you say so.
As I was going down the lane, I thought I smelt some kippers. I asked the lady what it was. She said it was her knickers.
Will?
Yeah, I know.
She hates him. She hates him because he's poor.
The devil dances in an empty pocket.
I don't care.
I just came to say good night, old man. May I come in?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind if I sat next to you?
No, sir.
I behaved badly this afternoon. Like a child. Got my maiden speech on Monday. No excuse. William Pitt, the younger, known as the bottomless pit on account of being thin as a rake, regularly turned up at the House of Commons, rather the worse for wear.
You'll be fine, sir.
Thank you. I hear he did some major repairs on the Focke-Wulf.
Yes, sir.
Doing a good job?
Yes, sir.
Good.
It flew really well, sir.
Good. Good. I'm pleased.
It wouldn't hurt a fly.
You're safe. That's all that matters. I believe the world will end, too. I often think time is running out. Will Christ come? Yes. I just hope he doesn't wait too long. Look, I brought you this book. Your mother and I thought you should have it. It's about becoming an adult. That kind of thing. Give it a go, will you?
Yes, sir.
Good man. Now, do I get a kiss? Kiss goodnight? Just one kiss.
Yes, sir.
How about a hug, too? Hey, now. You're trembling. Come on, now. Look, come along. There, that's better. Isn't that better?
Please, you're hurting.
Your mother does love you, Edward. We both love you.
What
a young man ought to know. Dedicated to the young men who should be pure and strong.
I don't want to grow up. Not ever. Look what happens. What am I going to do, Will? What are we going to do?
Fly.
What?
Get some paper.
What for?
Where are your pencils?
What for?
Here. Draw.
Draw what?
Look, it's no good doing what I did. It doesn't work, does it? We need a plan, Eddie. We need a plan for the machine.
What machine?
The flying machine. Draw.
You said I need wings. Well, I knew that. Of course you need wings. I'm not saying you don't need to dream, though. You have to dream, or else what's the point? But you do need some wings. That's obvious. That's definite. Aren't you going to look at it, then? What do you think?
Leonardo da Vinci.
The bike goes here, like this, right under the main wing.
Nice, good drawing, boy.
Thanks.
Clever.
I know I can draw it. Of course, I don't think I'm nearly clever enough to... I bet if we start now, we could have it done by Christmas. You'll help me, won't you? Help me build her.
Make a nice toy for Christmas.
Toy? What do you mean, toy? Look. Look at it. This is a flying machine. A real flying machine.
What's in your head, boy? You've got Icarus fever again?
Icarus? Icarus was a clot. A silly show-off. I'm talking about doing it properly.
Fly?
Fly.
In that?
What are you laughing at?
Shouldn't you wait a while, boy? Till you get a bit older?
Until I grow up, you mean? I thought you weren't like them.
So where are you aiming to go in this contraption?
Anywhere. Wherever the war is. Doesn't matter, does it? The sky. The sky.
Sky always be there.
Will it? My father. He came in and... He only wanted, but... He got so close... Didn't like it. Felt funny. Different. Couldn't breathe properly. And I thought of Will's dream. What if it's in me? The gargoyle. Just waiting. Waiting to come out.
There's no gargoyle, boy.
But what if there is? So I just keep thinking. If I was in the sky, if I could just stay in the sky, I'd be safe. Be free.
Can I fly away from everything, boy?
You can try. So you're going to help me or not? Because I can probably do it on my own just as well, you know. I'll employ you then. I'll hire you. I can pay. Some of my mother's steak and kidney corpses. I'll bring you as many as you want. And this. It's Glenmorangie. Will you do it? Please say you'll do it.
Well, now, whiskey, that's different. I always say whiskey gives you wings.
I knew you would. I knew it.
Hey, now, boy. Thing you should know, I never agreed to build a flying machine alone, against my principles.
That's all right. I want to help. I'll be your young apprentice, shan't I?
And I won't start something that don't end in beauty. No virtue in shoddy woodwork.
As long as it flies.
As long as it flies beautifully.
Agreed.
Give me your hands. Your hands, boy.
Hey!
Hey, ho-ho. Baby politician hands. Wouldn't know sawdust from a saw. Hey, useless.
Shut up. You just show me what to do. I can pull my weight.
Oh, here you go. A toast, boy.
Not too much.
To Leonardo da Vinci. Right, boy. Let's take a look at these plans.
You can see what they like about you. Doesn't make any difference to me. Anyway, I know she's lying. He's picking on you to punish me. She probably thinks I'd grow up a lot quicker if I was frightened of everyone, like her.
What's she been telling you, Edward?
Nothing. That it's an old mine shaft.
Everything comes around like an old joke.
I lay in bed for hours, trying to imagine what it would be like. Being a child. My age, or a bit younger, but seeing them right up close. Not like I was in a fucking wolf or something, pushing a button in a machine. I mean, was not the same, was different. But if I'm actually holding them, touching them, watching their eyes, I wanted to know what it would feel like.
You think my grandfather did what they say? Took those girls? Killed those girls?
Did he?
I don't know.
He couldn't have. No, listen, he couldn't have. I know he couldn't, because of you. You're good, so he was good too.
Is that how it works?
Look, perhaps it was just another accident. They were playing a game, and it got out of hand, or something happened. Yes, they were throwing the baby in the air, too near the hole. Your grandfather runs to the rescue. He grabs the baby. The girls try and run away, because he's shouting at them. They slip and fall in the rain, and the hole swallows them, because it's possessed.
She didn't tell you, did she? What they did to him?
She said there was an investigation.
No, no investigation.
What?
Something must have snapped in their minds. A gang of them come up here, the girl's father leading them. Maybe they were drunk.
What happened?
Come here. The yew tree. They hanged him from the old yew tree.
Hanged him? It was just a boy.
It was the father. He was going mad. He says to the men in the village, there's a boy up there without an ounce of Christian morality, living in sin, preying on young women, siring bastard bairns, yet to have a reason. Someone to blame, someone to punish.
But he didn't even do it. It isn't true.
What if it is?
And they're no better than him. Rock's Parliament, wasn't it?
Maybe.
And my mother was one of them. She was there.
Can't blame mother, Edward.
Why not?
It's not down to her. Salop made her. The village makes up her mind for her. She's lost your brother. Now all the voices in her head are telling her, imagine the worst. She can't lose you as well.
She doesn't care. William was always a favourite.
You don't believe that?
She's the liar.
Hey, now then. Won't have crying in my house. Crying warps the floorboards. I'm going to take a walk down the old croft now. I wither all my wood in the old croft. Fancy I've got some nice lengths of 2x1 in there. Might come in useful. You come with me, boy.
Daniel, we will be finished, won't we?
Aye, boy, we'll get there. Don't you fret.
And she is beautiful, isn't she?
She's all right.
All right?
She'll do, I suppose.
4, 5, 6. 6, Daniel. We're up to 6. Hey! Hey, maybe that's what we should call her. The 7th Whistler. The 7th Whistler. What do you think? I could paint us along the fuselage.
Next week, boy. Maybe next week. I got a way to go yet.
Oh, but not far, Daniel. Not far.
Can't wait to go looking for that war, eh, boy?
The next war's going to be even bigger. Wars have to get bigger, don't they? It's the rule. Like the world. when you start to realise you're on your own. Daniel? Daniel? What is it? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Your eye. It's your eye, isn't it?
No, I don't fuss.
It's my fault, making you work too hard. We'll stop for a while. Have a rest.
Oh, fussing.
Why didn't you tell me it hurt this much?
Oh, it'll pass.
Oh, come on. We'll go inside. Do you have some cotton wool? How does that feel?
Good.
Helps, doesn't it?
Aye.
Soothing. Mum gets through gallons of Dettol with me and Will. They should give us shares. One of us is always... There. Better?
Ah, better. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can hold it now.
Ah.
It's got a funny name, hasn't it? When your eye goes all white like that.
Web and pin.
Web and pin. That's right. Is that what you've got?
No.
So what have you got? Why's yours gone like that?
It was me. I did it.
Clumsy. How did it happen?
I did it deliberately, Edward.
Deliberately?
It seemed the right thing to do at the time.
What time? I don't understand. What time?
All right, boy. Here. Did it with that.
A teaspoon?
Sugar spoon. Silver. Grandmother's souvenir of the coronation. Little engraved head of King George V at the top there, see? She gave it me for luck. Tawdry little thing, innit? What you do is, you turn the old King George over, put the back of the spoon up against your eye, and then you press. Simple.
God.
You keep on pressing till you feel something give. Something split open inside. The pain sort of blasts through the top of your head. I remember a blue light. A fierce blue light like flax. Must have fainted after. When I came to, it was quiet. So I started crawling back. Half blind. Blood running down my face. Praying it looked as bad as it felt.
Crawling back where?
The trenches, boy.
The Great War? You were a soldier?
Conscript. We've been trying to take this wood for weeks. Some stupid bugger dreamt up a daylight raid, bloody suicide. I volunteered. Got stranded in a shell hole. It was a beautiful, warm summer's day. I remember laying there, watching this shrike, this butcher bird, over where the wire went into the trees. It was hanging out pieces of flesh to dry in the sun, you know. And then the Germans started shelling our part of the wood. The place was so full of dead by then, all you could see were these dead bodies rising up into the air over and over. I just lay there in the sun, watching these bodies going up and down, up and down. I remember thinking they should be doing this to music. The Blue Danube or something. And that set me laughing. I couldn't stop.
Coward.
You know what a shooting party is, Edward. I was detailed for a shooting party the next day. Some poor sod they found on a road. No gun, no pack, no papers. Said he had to get home. Said he had 100 acres of barley to fetch him before the weather broke. So he just started walking. I killed some men, but I never really saw them. Not properly. Not so as I remember a face. But how could I live with that man's face etched in my skull? A farmer from Salop. You see, in my war, boy, there wasn't much in the way of decency. Here, you take it.
What?
Put it in your pocket.
Why? I don't want it.
It's yours now. I'm sorry, Edward. Maybe you'll find your good war. You can carry my spoon with you just for luck. You know, I shall need your help. Back out on that wing.
Come and look, Will. It's Mum. She's gone outside. She's dancing, look. Isn't she beautiful?
Eddie.
Listen, Eddie. You're not giving up.
Will, I...
You can't. I won't let you. Are you going to throw that bloody spoon away?
No, I...
Throw it away. The old man's trying to ruin it. He thinks he can put you off. You mustn't let him.
But he...
We're going, right? A better place. A bigger war. The end of the world. That's all there is to it, Eddie.
Oh, God. I hope he doesn't come up here.
You can't stay, Eddie. It's simple. You can't betray a dream. Don't you know what a terrible crime that is? Only plebs and bastards and politicians and dirty old men betray dreams.
I don't know. I don't know, Will. Leave me alone. I have to think. I just want to watch her. Just let me watch her, will you?
Where the hell is this? I can't find it. And where the hell is it? Ah, I'm talking to you. Talking to you, you wretched tart, wherever you put it. The pink cupboard. I am talking about the pink cupboard. There is a pink cupboard in there inside that bloody house. It's gone. Now, what have you done with it, bitch? Where have you put the bloody pink cupboard? It's vanished. Now, go and find it. Go on. I'm talking to you. Go on. Listen. I put a brand new, unsoiled, untouched, unpolluted, and comprehensively sealed up bottle of Glenmorangie inside a pink cupboard. And the pink cupboard's vanished off the face of the bloody earth. It's taken by a bottle of whiskey. A bottle of whiskey wouldn't hurt a fly. Are you telling me? What the hell's going on? You explain it! Shit! Oh, now look. Oh, look at my trousers. Mud. Look at my trousers, you bitch. Look what you've done. And what in Christ's name are you doing out here?
Dancing.
Dancing? On the grass? In the rain? In December? What is this? Some psychoanalysis? Some kind of medical breakthrough? Well, come on. Enlighten me. I'm completely in the dark on this one.
Just dancing.
Dancing? What do you call that dancing? That's not dancing. It's lurching. What you're doing is lurching. You think I can't recognize a lurch when I see one? Dancing. Something else entirely. Dancing is something you do with me. It's something we do together.
No, it isn't.
Come here. I'll show you what dancing is.
Don't you lay a finger on me.
Yeah, piss off! Oh.
God, he's hitting her. He's hitting her, Will.
Oh, God.
What is it I want? What exactly am I looking for here? I'm not looking for much. Just to return to a bit of order, a bit of discipline, a sense of duty, the restoration of a few
neglected rights, obligations, the resumption of something resembling normal service. After all, this is my garden, too, isn't it? I pay the gardener. Don't I pay the gardener? You see my point? I think it's easily understood, don't you? Don't you, Catherine? Perhaps you'd prefer it in unparliamentary English. You're my wife. And if I want to make love to my wife, I'll make love to my wife.
No! No! Oh, God! Oh. No! Not Arthur! You'll hurt your Edward! No! No! Edward, please! Go away! Go away, Edward!
Could you get off me now, please? You're rather hurting my back. Thank you.
God.
Pieter. If you don't mind, I have to go in now.
Oh, God.
Do be quiet. I have to go in and check on the dinner. Mrs. Gilchrist came round with a bag of pig's trotters. So, thinking of you and how you like Miss Whiffen to do them for you, I brought them to a slow boil this afternoon with lemons and cabbage, onion, two large carrots.
Where's the boy?
The meat must be ready to drop off by now. Melting.
Where's the boy? Where's Edward? I must talk. Talk to the boy.
He's gone, Robert.
Where?
Gone.
Gone where?
Well, I rather hope he's gone forever. Gone forever.
Oh, my God.
Will, get up. Come on, get up. He'll be coming. Get up.
This is marvellous. I had really no idea. My skin. It's never felt so clean. Bleach. Ordinary domestic bleach. And it's a miracle.
And he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop. He was crushing her, pushing her face into the grass. And I couldn't stop him. I wanted to stop him, but he just kept going on and on and on.
Gently, Edward. Take it gently. Come on now. I'll get you inside. Get warm. Try a drop of Glamorangie in that.
You were hunting, I heard.
Not over a rabbit in the moonlight.
They'll be hunting me. And I guess I'm up here. Which means they'll be hunting you too.
Best get going then.
What?
She's all ready for you.
She's finished?
Just a few hours ago. Come on, I'll show you.
Bring your gun.
Eh?
Just in case. Seven whistlers.
I brought her down here. She's beautiful, isn't she? I reckon it's as good as a Twitchell, this place. Or a steep, maybe. But you got a clear run right the way past the Devil's Chair. a precipice just beyond on a slight incline. You aim for that, Edward. It'll give you the lift you need. A wind over the rest.
This is pointless, isn't it?
Tweet?
It's balmy. It's completely balmy. I mean, look at it. It's a bike. It's just a stupid bike with a load of stupid, shitty wood hanging off it. It's not going to fly. It could never fly, could it? I'm never going to fly. It's what you want me to say, isn't it?
No.
It's what it's all been for.
No.
I know what you've been doing. Playing along until I wake up and see the truth.
No.
Yes. You really are just the same. You want me to grow up too. I understand. Will's gone. There are no dreams. There's no goodness in people. There's no better place. There's only here and now and the cruelty of people and the cruelty of God. And let the wars come and keep coming because that's the only thing we're good at. So let's burn it. Burn the bloody thing.
No, Edward, that's not the...
Yes, we're going to burn it.
No, no.
Grab the gun.
I said we're going to burn it.
Give me the gun, Edward.
Shut up.
Give it back, Edward.
Shut up, I said. Get back. Stay still. Now, we're going to fetch some paraffin.
No.
I order you. I order you to set fire to the machine.
No, Edward.
Shoot
You're going
him.
To put the gun down, boy.
I'll shoot you. I will. If you come any nearer.
Shoot him. Go on, shoot.
I mean it. Please. Please. Daniel? Daniel? God, I didn't... Daniel, I didn't mean to.
It's all right, boy. It's all right, boy.
It was an accident.
Eddie, Father's coming.
Oh, God, too much blood.
Come on, Eddie, move!
Too much blood, Will.
Edward.
You keep away!
Oh.
He's hurt.
Yes.
He's bleeding really badly.
Yes, I can see.
It was me. I did it.
The gun went off.
Yes, I did it.
It was self-defense.
What? What do you mean? I've killed him.
Of course it was self-defense, wasn't it? He attacked you.
What?
He tried to assault you.
No!
He
what?
He tried to abuse you.
No! What are you talking about?
We all know what he's like, Edward. We all know what he is. Filth.
Leave him alone! Ah!
He attacked you, didn't he?
No!
Say it. He assaulted you.
Ow!
You managed to escape. You ran for the gun. He came after you.
Stop! You're hurting
me! He wanted you.
Stop
he wanted
it.
To do things to
Let
you.
Go.
And you defended yourself.
It isn't true!
He forced you. Say it.
It's a lie!
Say it! He forced you to defend yourself. Say it! Damn you!
No, I won't!
Run, boy!
No.
Fly!
No.
Nothing to worry about.
No! The machine, Eddie. Use the machine.
Everything's going to be fine from now on. I'll take care of everything, I guess.
Don't listen.
But you have to stand up, Edward. Be a man.
Go on, Eddie.
Come to me.
Go!
Stop. Stop at once. Stop, you idiot. You'll kill yourself. You'll crash.
Come on, Eddie. Faster. Faster. Come on. You can do it. You can fly. You can fly.
Thank you. Got the spoon. Daniel? Got the spoon. Got the spoon. Got the spoon.
In Kissing the Gargoyle by James Stock, Edward as a boy was Tom Gilbart and his brother William, Andrew Plum. Robert was played by Ronald Pickup, Catherine by Suzanne Burtish, and Oud Sir by Brian Pringle. Edward the man was Russell Dixon and the nurse, Jane Cox. The first orderly was Howard Gay and the second orderly, Finetime Fontaine. Kissing the Gargoyle was directed in Manchester by Kate Rowland.